Hello, today is 4/4/24. And today we have death reversed. Death, number 13 of the major arcana, is, as one would assume, an important card. The very word scares people, and the imagery of the Rider-Waite-Smith card could be scary if we were to see it that way. In the upright, death, a Scorpio, in the form of a skeleton in heavy black armor, rides a ghost-white horse carrying a black flag emblazoned with a white rose, and is met with various characters of the tarot we see in the cards of the various stages and cycles of life we meet or ourselves become along the way on the journey. We see an old man laid out on the grass, a gold crown beside him. The Pope is offering up a prayer to death. The maiden in a white gown of the card of strength is on her knees, head turned away. It is only the small child who seems to show no fear. Skulls always seem to be smiling, don't they? Death completes a cycle so that a new one can begin. We see in the background the sun rising between the two stone towers we see on the moon. Every day dies only for another to be born. The two towers or columns or pillars in the tarot are portals or gateways. One door must close so that another can open. Death in the reverse is usually telling us we're holding on to something we should be letting go of, but we just won't let it die. We won't let go. This can be an outdated or old way of thinking, being, living, friendships, relationships, people, places, or things, careers, jobs. We're not acknowledging the end of a phase. As said by the Greek philosopher Heraclitus around 500 BC, change is the only constant in life, or the only thing constant in life is change. Our entire body is constantly dying and regenerating throughout our life, after all. In the reverse, though, this card can also mean a preoccupation with death. I have a friend in their 30s who already talks about her funeral plans. In her case, I'd say this death in the reverse would suggest, although none of us are guaranteed tomorrow, death is still a long way away. Death in the reverse can be a long, drawn-out ending. We could also ask ourselves the question, are we really living or simply going through the motions? But generally speaking, death in the reverse talks about change. And rather than bemoan the ending, we could and should be looking forward to a new beginning.